Robert?
Yes, sir.
You ready to do this fishing report?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Well, that's good, because I already started.
Okay.
It is ready. It is time. We got to do the place-by-place fishing report.
Okay.
Today is May the 17th, 2025. Brand new one. Just did one last week. Seems awfully soon to be doing another one, but hey, the plan was to do one every week. And just because we skip a month here and there doesn't mean that the plan has changed. So.
Right.
No complaints from you, Peanut Gallery. You'll get what you get and you'll like it.
It's a true story.
We really do feel bad when we don't get to these. A little bit, anyway.
It takes me an extra 5 seconds to fall asleep worrying about it.
Yeah, I'm not saying we worry about it. I'm just saying we feel a little bad because we know people want to hear the fishing reports and we like to get that information out there.
Try to.
It's kind of a thing that we do. So, anyway, the place-by-place fishing report is going to start with not a place, but with the tarpon reports, just to get them out of the way. Now, last week, we had talked about the accumulation of fish that we were seeing in Boca Grande Pass, and those fish were feeding mostly on crabs. Are we still seeing the same situation?
Pretty much identical.
Okay.
I mean, you can cut and paste it because it's pretty much the same thing.
Now, I have personally seen some of those fish scattered all over the place. We had them up in the 20-foot holes area. We had them down around off of Burnt Store. We had them up in the mouth of the Peace River. And talking about big full-size tarpon coming up either to the surface and slurping, which has been easy to see on those flat, calm mornings that we've been having, or coming up and literally just free jumping.
Right.
So, there's definitely some fish in other places.
Mm-hmm.
But
actual fishable numbers, you're fishing all day, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly to get one of those to cooperate.
And I would not call it congregations of fish like what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, I know a couple of really good tarpon fishermen that are not captains, but extremely good and can give some tarpon captains a very big run for their money, and they prefer not to fish in the pass, and they're still looking in the harbor, and they're giving up and just going out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of that bite in the pass has been kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those fish are in the pass, and then they're not feeding, and then they roll up onto the hill, and then they're feeding a little bit, and then they're rolling back into the pass, and then they're not feeding, and then they fire up for 20 minutes. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And then pff, all gone.
Well, we're just coming on the backside of that full moon, too, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, everything I've heard of. I mean, I was out there on Wednesday, and we got several tarpon, and quite a few other people were hooking tarpon. I wouldn't say it was an incredible bite, but I would say it was kind of an average, maybe even just a hair better than average. The fish were just not as concentrated. There were like a pocket here, a pocket here, a pocket there. You know, there was a couple times we went over fish that were 30 feet deep, but the majority of the time it was like 5 to 10 feet deep of fish. And it was a very short groupings of them. But people were still managing to hook up pretty good.
Okay. And what were you seeing was the more effective method? I mean, we're talking about crabs here, but were they dropping crabs to the bottom, fishing crabs on the top towards rolling fish? What were they doing that you liked better?
Three of the four tarpon we got were fishing them at the top of the fish, underneath the surface. So if it was 10 feet deep of fish, we weren't dropping right to the bottom and only doing one crank. We were actually bringing them up 10 feet.
Okay. But you're still talking
about... Robert figured that one out.
You're still talking about more down towards the bottom, not the fish that are rolling on top.
Nope. They might have in the late afternoon when that hill tide changed. But we left before that chaos started.
Right.
Well, that World's Richest Tarpon Tournament was starting up when we were leaving.
Yeah. Don't need to be in the middle of that.
No.
We saw a lot of people casting crabs at tarpon. And, you know, I'm pointing out to the guys that I'm with, it's like, okay, here comes the tarpon. He's coming up and he's rolling, and now he's back down to the bottom, and now the guy's casting, and now it hits the water, and the tarpon are gone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They're in 50 feet of water, and you're going to cast that crab like that. Yep. Works out real good.
I guess they must catch a few doing it that way, or they wouldn't do it, but still, it seems like a
I think
like
some of them do it just because of the $100 bills that are floating around for it.
I think that could be part of it, too.
There's definitely some monetary greed out of that whole thing.
A couple of those captains have explained it this way. We cast into where the fish are rolling, not for the ones that we see, but for the ones that are coming up next. And I was like, okay, well, but you've watched what these fish do, where they come up and roll, and they're rolling there for 5 seconds, and then they're all gone from that spot, and they're coming up and rolling someplace else. Meanwhile, you're casting to the place where they were.
Right.
So, you know, as a wildlife photographer, you know,
yeah, I'm gonna take a picture of that stick because there was
a bird there a minute ago. Yep. So let me just get a shot real quick. Mm-hmm. He might be coming back any second.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. However y'all want to roll it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll go ahead and keep the tarpon map that we had then. Mm-hmm. No real reason to change it because we literally copy-pasted the report. Moving on, we're going to get into the place-by-place with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. Robert, what do you know?
Oh, let's see. A lot of juvenile tarpon.
Are they eating anything?
No. They're just there. But people always want to know about them. And then there's a lot of jacks coming and going throughout the whole Peace River system. But they've got two speeds, haul butt and disappear, so you just got to be at the right spot at the right moment.
Oh, they do.
And then there has been quite a few small snook. A lot of snook are moving around, too.
Okay. Now, I know somebody's still thinking it, okay? If you were going to go up in there and look at those juvenile tarpon and then say, you know what, maybe I will try to catch one of them, what would you do? What would you throw?
Freshwater shiner would be my first choice as far as live bait goes.
Under a float?
Both, free line and float.
You reel it up and get rid of it once it's dead?
Yep.
Okay.
Because the gar are going to destroy it no matter what.
Okay.
And then the other option is just a small paddle tail, like a 3-inch paddle tail or smaller.
Okay.
And just jigging it real slowly along the bottom.
I got some little 2-inchers from Z-Man that I want to try out for that. See how they do.
Be interesting.
Hard part is finding a durable enough hook on a little jig head, you know? I don't want to throw like a quarter ounce DOA jig head that I know has a strong enough hook, but it's just going to shunk right down to the bottom immediately.
Maybe try some of those larva jigs?
Maybe. That might work. Might work. Larva jig, a.k.a. yellowtail jig, if you're into that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Darst Park boat ramp and I-75 bridges area.
Got nothing.
No reportos. The US 41 bridges.
Been some short cobia being caught there.
Any some keepers?
No. Baby bull sharks.
Any black tips?
No. A couple of them thought they were black tips, but they were mistaken.
I guess they don't listen to our report.
No, they don't. Or they don't care.
They would know if they were listening.
Exactly. And then there's been a lot of mangrove snapper down there. Handful of decent sized ones, like 13, 14 inches. Just not a ton of them, but enough worth mentioning.
Okay. All right. Anything else going on there?
Nope.
Black drum?
Haven't heard of any.
Okay. The Lashley Seawall.
Nothing. No reportos.
No Bayshore Pier. No Port Charlotte Beach Pier. Spring Lake Park.
Some small snapper. Lots of sail cats.
Big sail cats?
No. Oh. Mostly small.
I don't want little ones.
Right.
I want big, delicious eater sail cats.
There you go.
3-pound sail cat. So good. The Port Charlotte Salt and Brackish Canals.
Lots of sail cats. Some sand brim. Mangrove snapper. Which is surprising, the number of sand brim that I'm hearing about and seeing pictures of lately, because usually they're more August.
Right.
When it's a lot of fresh water running down, because these people are catching them actually like right at the mouth of the canal where it meets the harbor.
Okay.
some small snook. A couple of baby bull sharks have been hooked in the canals.
Baby shark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you here? Sing that in your head the rest of the day.
Baby shark. Oh, I'm going to sing it out loud the rest of the day.
Great.
You'll be glad when I leave early.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
The Elgin Bridge.
A lot of snook. A lot of little snook, a couple bigger snook, of course, out of season. There's been some juvenile tarpon there and some mangrove snapper. Most people are free line and stuff, so they're not we're not hearing much about the snapper, but if you try to target them, they're actually doing pretty good on them.
Okay, and would you fish the trestle or the bridge pilings?
Yes. I'm fishing all of it. Doesn't matter which way the tide's going, I'm just fishing around that structure as much as possible.
Okay. Miyaca River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Got nothing.
No reports. The South Gulf Cove canals.
Definitely nothing.
They have opened up the lock, though, several days this past week. And there's been a lot of water flowing through there. Talked to the lock keeper, and he said he's been seeing some fish that are coming in, just riding the tide right on up into the system. So I'm hoping that with the influx of new water, and also with having literally watched some fish coming in, that we should get a little bit better fishing happening there in the South Gulf Canal system.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. The West Wall.
The West Wall. A lot of little snook. There's been a few redfish in the bushes. And then there's been some adult-sized tarpon sitting on top of the bars, just kind of sunning themselves, relaxing. Nobody's hooking them, but people are seeing them. And then a handful of assortment of sharks, from bonnet heads to black nose to black tips to baby bulls. Baby bulls, of course.
And, of course, the water is beautifully clear over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. You're sitting out there in 7 feet of water, and are you sure we're not in 2.5 feet of water? Are you sure?
Yeah. Sure now we're going to get stuck right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been amazing to be able to see all that algae growing on the bottom, if that's what you like to do.
If you like algae.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some great looks at algae over there.
Oh, yeah.
So, if we're going out to the West Wall, at what point would you start fishing it? Are you fishing it all the way up to Cattle Dock, or are you getting to the halfway point? Are you fishing the bottom quarter? What do you want?
If I'm wanting the snook and the redfish, I'm fishing it from Trout Creek all the way down, which is just below Cattle Dock.
Okay.
But those fish are moving around, the snook are moving around a lot because they're all migrating out towards the passes and beaches. The redfish are just kind of homebodies. They're staying under the bushes and right at the mouths of all those bigger creeks.
Okay. Bring us to the Cape Hayes Bar.
Well, that was neat.
It is interesting. Cape Hayes Bar?
Not very often you do that.
No, it was good timing. They weren't quite in sync, but...
The Cape Hayes Bar?
Yes, I got nothing. Cape Hayes Bar. Well, we've only said the name 14 times, and then you come up and you got nothing?
I got nothing.
Jeez.
Got no reports for there.
All right. Turtle and Bull Bays.
That's been a hodgepodge mess.
Is hodgepodge one word or is it hyphenated?
Sure.
Okay. What do you got? What's in here?
There's a lot of little trout. Not a lot of little trout, but little trout scattered all over the place. The snook and redfish, kind of the same thing. I'm getting a lot of mixed reports on them. One guy does really good on the snook, and another guy says, noob, and had a hard time catching them. I saw a few, but didn't catch any. And it's the same way with the redfish. The redfish are very scattered. A lot of little sharks. Even a couple bigger sharks. just kind of a mixed mash, but it hasn't been exceptionally good.
Okay. Random sharks of random sizes.
Yeah.
All right. Cape Hays and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel. And then a few sharks, too. Wouldn't be my first choice, but that's the two reports.
Yeah. We had a big... I'm assuming it was a black tip hooked out there. But it jumped, and it rolled, and it then cut through the leader.
Which is unusual.
So, yeah. Not through the mono leader, through the wire leader.
Right. Such a strange thing.
Okay, moving us on to Gasparilla Sound.
Gasparilla Sound. Spanish mackerel and sharks of assorted sizes and species out in that 5 to 7 feet, 10 feet of water.
Okay.
And then moving up onto the flats, basically, they're getting some ladyfish, a few trout, and snook and reds up against the bushes.
Okay.
Greg ever call you back?
No, text only.
Oh, he at least acknowledged?
He did.
Good.
He was surprised that they were in that location.
Good.
The Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass, and anything else you can think of over there.
Oh, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, some nice mangrove snapper. Been a hodgepodge of sharks, too.
Well, I already used the word hodgepodge, so I can't really...
Cornucopia.
A cornucopia of sharks.
Huh?
Oh. All right. You had that word ready to go.
Nope, that was instant.
Okay.
I haven't heard much of tarpon. There have been a little snook over there and stuff, but people are trying to avoid them because flipper's so bad all through that area. But once again, we're responsible for flipper.
100%. 100%.
Whether it's directly or indirectly, we are responsible.
Lemon Bay, Milton Pass.
Little trout. One guy got a bunch of whiting fishing off his dock. He lives right there on Lemon Bay itself. He said he's been catching some really nice whiting off of his dock.
Okay. Do you know what section of Lemon Bay?
He's right there towards the beginning of the slow speed zone, Miserable Mile.
Okay.
He said he can see that from his dock.
Okay, if he's on the bay, then he's on the north end of the Miserable Mile.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's also caught several sharks off of his dock. He hooked a big tarpon off of his dock. What else? He's seeing a lot of rays cruising by, both southerns and cownos.
Oh, you know what I saw?
What's that?
I saw going into... Fisherman's Village, going in to get fuel. A whole pack of cow nose rays, none of which could have been more than a foot across.
That's cool.
Right there at the entrance.
That's super cool.
I was like, what is that? Is that some kind of drifting plant material or something? And I look closer, and no, it's just a bunch of little dinky cow nose rays.
Babies.
It's like, what the?
That's awesome.
Cow nose kindergarten going on right here. No big ones. Not a one. Zero.
That's super cool. I've only seen that probably once or twice ever.
I've never seen that.
But not like a giant school. The one I saw was actually in front of Colony Point, and there was about 8 of them, and they were like not even dinner plate size.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes later is when I saw that, like, the biggest cobia I've ever seen in shore.
Right.
It was every bit of 60, 70 pounds.
Nice. This was at least 50 little Kano's rays.
Yeah, I saw one of those by Cape Hays one time. Well, tarpon fishing.
All right, but so trout and whiting in Lemon Bay, anything else to add here?
That's it. That's okay. All I got.
All right, just checking. Settle down.
Mm-hmm.
The Anger Pier is next, but there is no Anger Pier. Moves us out to the Gulf, bottom fishing and trolling.
Oh, hey. Let's see. Lane Snapper, from the majority of the reports I'm getting on Lane Snapper, in that 80 feet of water plus.
Okay.
Some better mangrove snapper in that 100 feet of water, along with some yellowtails. The red grouper, or that 100 to 130 feet of water. A couple guys have caught some short amberjack. I don't even know if they're in season or not.
They're not.
They said small amberjack. And then they've also had quite a few sharks around them, of course.
Sure.
Okay. And then there's still been an occasional sighting of a king. But still, the reports I'm getting from them are up in Tampa.
Gotcha. Okay. So, what have we heard about red snapper?
Not much, because most people don't target them when they're out of season. So you only hear of sometimes somebody getting into a couple of them while they're red grouper fishing.
And the reason I ask is because season is opening for Memorial Day weekend. So,
right.
May 24th and 20 through the 26th, red snapper will be open in the Gulf.
That'll be fun.
So, just wondering
That's
if we heard
next weekend,
anything.
Right?
Yeah, that sure is.
Great.
Did you get enough frozen bait?
I will.
make it happen, buddy.
I will have enough.
Because then after that, the regular summer season opens June 1st.
Perfect. Weekends only, right?
No. The summer season will be every day, June 1st through July 31st.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Interesting.
And then you have a fall season, which will be three-day weekends. There's 2 weeks. The first 2 weeks of September, which is when I think gags are going to be open. They're going to be, red snapper will be open at the same time. And then you have 3 day weekends throughout the rest of the year after that, all the way to the end.
Yay.
So, yeah, I'm just asking if anybody had mentioned them so that we could get the jump on it and try to help some folks out there.
Okay.
But what do you got? You got nothing.
Well, nothing.
That's.
What do you want?
I want you to shake people until the information falls out. That's what I want.
They ain't going to go out there and target them just for fun.
I want you to shake them anyway.
Too much gas money, too much whatever.
Shake them down, Robert. Shake them down.
Mm-hmm.
The North Venice Jetty and the Venice Pier.
Lots of Spanish mackerel off of both places. Getting some whiting off of there. Customer had a picture of probably about a 30-inch redfish that they caught off the Venice Pier.
Okay.
They're seeing a lot of snook, both places. And then at the jetty, they're getting some bigger mango snappers starting to move through there.
And what would you fish for the mangoes out there?
Two things I'd be using. Number one, shrimp. Number two, frozen whitebait.
Frozen whitebait.
Yep. Just because I'm too lazy to go try to find little tiny pinfish.
Right.
Because like those little silver dollar sized pinfish can be pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm. All right. Moves us into the passes, which we can probably zip through real quick here. Punarasa?
Nothing.
Redfish pass?
Nothing.
Captiva pass?
Spanish mackerel, a few tarpon, and some sharks.
Okay. Spanish mackerel, a few tarpon, and some sharks. Are these sharks in pursuit of the tarpon?
Some of them are pretty big. There have been some good-sized bull sharks being seen down there cruising around. Both just on the inside of the pass and then several on the outside.
Gotcha. Boca Grande Pass.
Well, let's see. We got tarpon. Tarpon. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Nobody's fishing for anything else in there. I mean, the Spanish mackerel guys are kind of staying on the outside. And nobody's trying to drift through for snapper because just too many people fishing for the tarpon to want to deal with that kind of headache.
Well, maybe, but, you know, the places where you'd fish for snapper are not where the tarpon have been hanging out, really.
Yes, they have. That's where we hooked two of our fish at.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. The majority of the fish were being hooked on that south side of the channel.
Gotcha. Well.
Did you talk to Mike yesterday?
I did, sort of. It was a very bad connection, but I did.
You caught that big Jewfish under a balloon going
yes.
through the pass?
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Pretty ridiculous. And he said it was like the biggest one he's seen.
Yeah, his picture was so crappy.
It was a terrible picture.
I'm looking at it going, well, if I had to guess looking at this really crappy picture, I would say that I know he's caught bigger ones than that. Because the angle is not good at all.
Right, no, it was terrible. And then, a hammerhead.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Which he wanted me to come back over and take pictures of, but my guys didn't want to go take pictures of hammerheads. They wanted to continue fishing.
There you go. What can you do?
So these fish in the pass, the tarpon,
mm-hmm.
they're obviously not staying in the middle. So they might be anywhere from well up inside the hill to out on the pan to on the south side to out on the beaches, just
yep.
scattered wherever.
Yeah, the majority of them are in the pass proper itself, from basically the pan to the hill. Very few fish out on the beach. You can't really miss them, though. There's a lot of fish rolling around. But yeah, we hooked two of our fish definitely were hooked out there in that 30 to 40 feet of water on the south side. And then one of the fish was hooked in 50 feet of water closer to the middle, but definitely on the south side of the middle. And then the other one was hooked on the north side of the channel, right at, on the edge of the channel in 30 feet of water.
Okay.
Right as the bar starts to drop off into the pass.
And is it still just a crab bite?
Yeah. I tried shrimp for a little while. Didn't work. I was kind of surprised. I figured sure enough that would probably work, but nope. Did not.
Okay. Now, is that because they're not eating shrimp, or is that because you tried a shrimp for a few minutes and then said, well, this didn't work, and you went back to a crab and then caught a fish?
Oh, no. I did three shrimp because one of them got stolen.
Snapper.
Another one, I never felt the bite at all and just came back with a head. Snapper. And the third one, I did three drifts with it and then said, okay, back to the crab.
All right. I'm just making sure you didn't use the thing that you frequently talk about where people break out a new lure
no.
and then try it a little bit and they don't catch nothing. And
no, I tried it for probably a good half hour.
All right. You gave it a reason.
But I wasn't having any good luck with the crab either, so I don't think it was necessarily the shrimp's fault.
So what you're saying is you have no idea.
No.
Is what you're saying. Okay.
But I'm still going to try it because I will always try shrimp this time of year.
I gotcha. All right. That moves us on to the surf fishing anywhere along the beaches. Sanibel to Venice.
getting a lot of whiting on all the beaches. I mean, I'm hearing reports from basically Boca Grande all the way up to Venice. Some snook.
Now, wait a minute. If you were going to go out there and catch a whiting,
mm-hmm.
technique, method, what would you do?
Fishing right on the bottom with shrimp. I mean, I'm going to use shrimp anytime I'm out on the beach, mostly.
Peeled shrimp, whole shrimp?
All the above. I'll usually use live shrimp just because I can catch more of a variety on the live shrimp. But if I wanted to target just whiting proper, I'd probably be using frozen shrimp and peeling them.
Okay. And how do you feel about a small bucktail?
That works pretty good, too. Or a little pompano jig.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even hop those. I literally just drag them right along the bottom.
Okay. What else we got out there?
Snook are starting to move out there. Several guys in the evening have caught some redfish out there of oversized, overslot, whatever you want to call it.
I think they call them bulls.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as it hits 28 inches, it's a bull.
Yeah, pretty much. I caught a gator trout today. Really? How big was it? 18 inches. Okay. Sure.
Yes. Yes.
Welcome to the club. Nice.
Okay. Oversized redfish in the evening.
There was some pompano, but very couple that I had a report on was up there at Casperson's Beach.
Okay.
And I think that was last Sunday when I got that report.
All right.
That's about it.
Spanish, ladyfish, jacks?
Yeah, the Spanish have been out there. The ladyfish, not so much. Occasionally some jacks are rolling through, but the Spanish have been sporadic out there. Mostly closer to the passes.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
A lot of little snook down there. There's also been some bigger snook being seen, but not hooked. And what else have I heard about? Bigger ladyfish, some small trout. And that's it.
All right. Pine Island Sound?
It's mostly been redfish and a ton of snook. People are seeing the redfish, not as much as catching them. You know, they're just seeing them kind of hanging out up underneath the bushes. And then the ladyfish, Spanish mackerel, and a lot of small trout just scattered across the flats. And they're seeing some bigger sharks cruising and drifting along the flats. But nobody's really fishing for them.
So we were up there at, it's not really Pine Island Sound yet, but it's not really Charlotte Harbor anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
Right there at Mondongo and Patricio area.
Yeah.
There's some really shallow areas in there. And we had an enormous school of mullet and redfish mixed together that we just couldn't reach them with the boat. As soon as we'd get closer to them, they'd just move, slide right over out of the way.
Your little invisible shield keeps them at bay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love when that happens.
And I kept debating, do I want to get out and wade here? I mean, it's a tough thing to do when you're out there with people, you know, and you don't have the proper footwear for it. But it's like, okay, I know the bottom here is nice and firm. I can wade in these sandals. It'll be fine. But unfortunately, the guys I'm with won't be able to do the same.
So, right.
But I 100% know that if I'd been able to get out on foot, that we would have just caught as many redfish as we wanted to at that point. Because they were all mixed in there together. They just wouldn't stay for the boat. So,
big surprise there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
And we did see what we thought was an enormous shark out there. It turned out that it was a dolphin with an injury to the dorsal fin.
Mm.
So I actually thought it was a big sawfish.
Really?
Because you know how, sawfish, yeah, they have the first big dorsal fin and then the second dorsal fin's real low.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
But no, it was just flipper. Bing flipper. Jug Creek Shoal, Boquilla.
Got nothing over there.
No reports. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
A lot of snook migrating down along the shoreline. Some bigger ladyfish and some sharks on the outside of the bar. And then a couple of people have seen the school of cow nose rays, and one guy was telling me he saw two spotted eagle rays over there.
Okay. What would you do if you hooked a spotted eagle ray?
I would feel bad. I really would.
We had one that was kind of nosing up along the shoreline where we had some ladyfish chunks soaking.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little concerned that he was going to get up there and grab one.
Yeah, I would feel like crap if I hooked one.
I mean, it'd be a hell of a fight.
It would be, but I still couldn't do it. I'd do everything I can to reel up on top of it and try to pop the line.
Yeah.
I just, nope.
We just pulled the baits because...
Yeah, but I mean, they swim by sometimes. You just don't see them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hook one by accident or on purpose.
All right, how about the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor?
Honestly, very minimum reports. There's been some assortment of sharks, mostly bonnet heads, but a few bonnet or black tips and black nose. And then there has been some snook along the shorelines, but they're all moving around a lot. Biggest problem is this past week it got beautiful and a lot of people went chasing tarpon. You know, so some of those reports are like I've only got one or two guys to base it off of rather than five or six.
Right. No, I get that.
It's a typical May thing. They would rather have that silver fish than the other fish.
Gator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Nothing.
Ponce
well, no,
Park.
I take that back. Big mangrove snapper.
Already scrolled past it and everything. In the creek?
Yeah. Yeah, along the shorelines. You know, this is the time of year when the snapper are moving out of the canals that are the breeding size, quote-unquote. So they're starting to move out of those canals. So we're starting to hear good numbers of them scattered everywhere.
And again, shrimp and frozen whitebait?
Yep.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Small snook, some mangrove snapper. One guy did hook a bull shark there. It was about 4 foot. And then they've seen a few black drum and jacks coming through, but neither one of them were cooperating.
Hmm.
Which is always surprising when the jacks don't cooperate. The black drum doesn't surprise me.
Okay. That brings us to the PGI canals and general Punta Gorda area.
People are seeing black drum but not hooking them. And then a lot of little snook, some decent mangrove snapper. And they kind of have their sailcats aren't as aggressive over there right now, but they're still catching plenty of them. And all smaller guys, just like we are on our side over here in Port Charlotte.
Right.
Yeah. And then people are seeing some juvenile tarpon. There's been a lot of juvenile tarpon on the lights. A lot of people talking about the tarpon that are on their lights. Like, hey, my snook left, but now I've got 6 juvenile tarpon sitting on it.
Okay. That's cool. Throw a fly.
Mm-hmm.
A little fly.
Little teeny tiny one.
The Gilchrist Pier doesn't exist. Alligator Creek Reef?
Nothing.
The 20-foot holes?
There's been some schools of jacks out there. Plenty of catfish. A very occasional Spanish mackerel. And a handful of short cobia.
There's also a bunch of black-nosed sharks in there around those jacks and mackerel, if you can find them.
Yeah.
And a couple big bull sharks.
Yeah. You just got to kind of find that feeding frenzy going on, though, to really get that.
Yes, and that's the hard part, is not only finding where it is, but getting there while it's actually happening.
Right.
So.
It's amazing. There can still be the froth on the surface after it went away, and it's like there's nothing.
Yes.
It's gone.
Where did they
go? It's kind of like casting to the tarpon that you see rolling.
Yeah. They just disappear.
All but and disappear.
And it's amazing how fast it moves, too.
Oh, yeah.
You can hook 2 fish because you cast into the middle of the thing, and, you know, they're just 2-pound jacks. You know, the time it takes you to reel up and get 2 2-pound jacks off the hook, and it's like, okay, where'd they go? Oh, there they are, a half a mile away.
In 2 minutes.
How does that even happen?
Yeah.
But that's what they do.
That's exactly what they do.
The baitfish reports.
Some at Marker 2, some down by Devilfish, but it has not been great. I mean, they're catching it, but they're working pretty hard at it. That's why I try not to make myself crazy with it. I'll go out there. If I find it fairly quickly, good. If I don't, move on.
Okay. The freshwater reports.
It's been super quiet. We had that rain last week, but there's really no water flow going out there, and some of these places are literally drying up to where it's just dirt or mud, mm-hmm. if you're lucky.
Yes.
We need some rains to get cranking.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the end of the things that we talk about in this place-by-place fishing report, unless you have something that you need to discuss.
Nope.
No words of wisdom?
None.
Okay. Well, I guess if you've got nothing, then just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.